ESPN Sports presents High School Basketball.
Mestel looking for a little pick, throws it into the corner, Sokolowski. She'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Today, it's the final round action of the Crusader preseason tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the leaner, fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
The Stars opened the season at home last night and look to finish off their opening weekend with a win this afternoon. It's Kearney Catholic Stars basketball coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Central Catholic High School in Grand Island with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lincoln East High School for exclusive coverage of Kearney High Bearcat basketball here on ESPN 1460. I am Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of the Spartans and the Bearcats as we begin coverage of high school basketball for the 2011-2012 season. And an interesting matchup here. On the boys' side, Kearney High comes in undefeated 3-0 as they, for the second straight year, win the A's shootout. And we'll find out, get a pretty good idea what kind of team we're going to have from Kearney High as they'll take on Lincoln East. So a little down on the boys' side from years past from what they've been, but it'll be a pretty good test. It really is. Anytime you hit the road and you come to Lincoln, you generally have a pretty good test as the Bearcats will travel east here. On the girls' side, well, both these two programs are hoping to kind of get into the winning circle. The Bearcats did win the seventh-place game at the Hayes shootout. They went 1-2 down in Hayes, and now they'll be taking on the Lincoln East Spartans, who are 0-2 on the season, so they're looking for their first win of the year. The Bearcats are hoping to pull even on the season on the girls' side. They'll be a little short-handed, however, because Kendra Kosler, the 5'9 junior, she will not be playing here tonight because she does have an injured shoulder. They're not exactly sure the extent of her injury. Not sure when she'll be able to come back and play. They're sure that it will be this year, but they're not sure when, as they're still kind of checking out the situation as you hurt her shoulder. And so they'll be a little short-handed as Kearney High, very young basketball team, will make their Nebraska debut here at Lincoln East. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Bearcats and the Spartans, as we'll be getting set and ready to tip off girls basketball here on the ESPN Superstation. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact carrier Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll continue with the pregame show and give you the starters. We come back right after this.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. Let's get into starters. First of all, for the 0-2 Spartans, they'll be obviously the home team here today as Sydney Svoboda will make the start as a sophomore. She is 5'4". Betsy Reimer, a senior, 5'6", will start with Amani Wilson, also a sophomore at 5'4". Nicole Rates is a junior. She's 5'10". And Jackie Osenbaugh, the tallest Spartan that will hit the court tonight. She is a 5'11 senior. The head coach is Dennis Pritchard, as we mentioned. The Spartans come in with a record of 0-2 on the year. They lost in their first weekend kind of tournament. They lost to both Bellevue West, and they also lost to Columbus. For the Bearcats, come in with a record of 1-2 on the season. Their starters will look like this. Kelsey Weimers, the 5'8 junior, will make the start. Weimers is averaging almost 13 points per game. She is the leading scorer for the Bearcats and also is averaging a couple of rebounds per game. Claire Sickler, a 5'3 sophomore, will start. Sickler is averaging about 3.5 points per ball game. Gretchen Mock, a 5'7 junior, will start. Mock is averaging about 2.5 points per ball game for the Bearcats. Peyton Cutterback, a 5'7 sophomore, will make the start as well. Cutterback is averaging almost 7 points a game, 6.8 points per ball game as a 5'7 sophomore. And Abby Ray, a 5'10 sophomore, will make the start as well. Ray is averaging about 3.7 points per ball game. And on the season, she is averaging about two rebounds per ball game. The Bearcats, very, very young, only have a couple of seniors on the roster, and they will not start. Obviously, they were hurt a little bit with injuries before the season even began when Josie Clark hurt her knee, and she was expected to really be an important cog in the machine for head coach Jason Boyd. But unfortunately, the injury for her will cost a nice young lady her senior season of football. Your starters brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services to complement the way you live. So, whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And a little bit early start here as the game is scheduled to tip off around 5:45, but we'll be awfully close to making that starting time as there's only about a minute and a half left on the clock as the warm-ups are wrapping up here. So we'll wrap up our pregame show. You've been listening to the New Tech Seat pregame show, and we'll be back with the tip here in just a few moments. As you can kind of hear in the background, crowd is forming. The band is here. We're not sure when they're going to play the national anthem. We'll play that one by ear. In any event, the Kearney High Bearcats will hit the road again. They played down in Hayes last weekend. Again, went 1-2 on the girls' side, went 3-0 on the boys' side. And now the Bearcats making their Nebraska debut here tonight at Lincoln East High School. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a tip between the Spartans and the Bearcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. The Spartan Band just wrapping up the national anthem here. The crowd's still forming. Well, early, 5:45 for a lot of folks from the Kearney area, but not a bad contingent here. We're going to be pretty close to matching the adults in the gym. There's the band, as we mentioned, and a few students here from Lincoln East who will add a little extra noise for the Spartans in the early stages. The Bearcats being announced right now. They'll be in their road uniforms, of course, the blue uniforms with the black numbers, letters, but a little bit of white trim around the numbers, also some white trim and gussets on the side, and written on the shorts, the word Cats for the Bearcats as the starters wrapped up here for Kearney High, and now we'll introduce the starters for the Lady Spartans. As we mentioned, Spartans come in looking for their first win of the season. They lost by both 5 and 10 points, respectively, last week against WF and Columbus, but not in that order. And so they've been in a couple of contests against some Nebraska Class A opponents, but are 0-for. The Bearcats probably haven't played as tough a schedule, but they are 1-2 on the season. So the girls' game, we really think, could be a very, very even matchup, and it really kind of depends how things get started here on the first Friday night of the high school basketball season. Really, the first full weekend, because the snow really abbreviated action last weekend, and we do have basketball on our network of stations from around the area, and we also have hockey on the Breeze KLIQ tonight, Des Moines and Tri-City. They'll drop the puck around 7 o'clock, and then our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Loomis is in Amherst to take on the Broncos. The girls, they'll chip off their game in about a half hour, as Doug will get a little bit later start than we're getting here in the capital city. The East Spartans have already broken the huddle. They're ready to hit the court, and the Bearcats now, they're stepping out there to center circle as well. The Spartans need one more person out there, and that'll be the one that's doing the jumping, I believe. There isn't anybody in the center circle, and the officials are, I think, checking out a little water on the far side, and I think they got everything all straightened out. There was a little wet shoes from the snow outside on that far side. They got that all mopped up, and I think we're just about ready to go here, as it will be Cutback doing the jumping here for the Bearcats, and starting will be Ossenbaugh jumping here for East, and East will have possession of the basketball first. They win the tip. They kick it off on the left side for Wilson. Wilson kicks, now right wing on the baseline. Ossenbaugh enters it in. Pretty good double team as they get it to Rates. Rates will kick it back out. Wilson, she'll fire the long three. It is no good, and a rebound by Weimers, and then it's going to be tied up. Well, I'm not so sure I can even give Kelsey Weimers credit for the rebound. We'll give her one rebound here. As she pulled down the rebound, but she was tied up almost immediately after the miss by Wilson. A little pressure being put on. They get the ball to Cutterback, and now Cutterback over for Weimer. She brings it across the timeline. She'll penetrate and kick it off on the right side here for Sickler. Claire Sickler has Wilson put on her, as right now East is going man-to-man defensively, and they'll get it off on the left side for Weimer. Weimer's well behind the three-point arc, and traffic being directed over there by Mock. Mock will get the ball out after Weimer's drove and kicked it back out. Around the perimeter we go. Sickler now gives the Weimer on that right wing. She's about 25 feet away. Now gives the top of the circle for Mock. Mock's going to drive a little bit. Bounce pass onto the baseline for Ray. Ray well covered there. She'll just pivot, look to pass the ball, and gets it out to Weimer. Weimer's pass is going to be stolen away by Wilson. Wilson with the steal, and here come the Spartans on the run. Weimers was able to shut her off, so they'll kick it out. Here's the three up and good for Jackie Ossenbaugh. And Ossenbaugh hits the bucket, give an assist to Imani Wilson with a nice pass, and now a bad pass is stolen away by Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh is going to drive all the way in, take it up, and in. So Ossenbaugh, with the first 5 points in the ballgame, will have the chance to add to it here, and she'll try to finish off the three-point play. And she was pushed, driving in after a bad pass and they stole it and laid it up and in. Checking in here for East is going to be Tony Stang. They haven't put the foul up yet. Weimers and Sickler were both there. I didn't see who they gave it to, and they haven't put it up, so I'm not sure who to give the foul to. I'll give another point to Jackie Ossenbaugh, though. She finishes off the three-point play, and she has all six East points, all 6 points of the ball game. Weimers gets the inbound, and pretty good pressure being put on. She gets to the cutback, the double-team cutback, giving it back now for Weimers. Long pass, and it's tipped away by Reimer, but Reimer couldn't quite track it down. She tipped it, tried to grab it, and when she did, she landed on the sideline, so she's out of bounds. It will reset the 10-second clock and will inbound the basketball to Sickler. Bearcats have had a little pressure with this East. They've had a little problems with this East pressure. As Stang will defense Sickler. Sickler picks up her dribble, will kick it out here for cutback. Cutback in a little trouble, gives it right back to Sickler. Sickler's going to drive, take it off glass. It's off the side and no good. And Reimer pulls down the rebound. And Reimer will work it up ahead here for Ossenbaugh. Around the perimeter we go on the baseline. Reimer has it. The Bearcats going with a little 2-3 zone here. And they'll kick it off on the right wing for Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh, nice empty pass. The shot's up and good by Nicole Rates. And 8 straight to start the game here for Lincoln East as they've got the early 8-0 lead. Weimers facing some pressure. Bounce pass almost stolen, but cutback has it. Cutback up ahead for Sickler. Bearcats have numbers. They'll kick the ball back out now for Weimers. And now right wing for Sickler. Sickler, she'll fire a 3. It is no good. And the offensive rebound on the inside and then a foul. The rebound was pulled down by Abby Ray. And then Ray was hit on the arm when she put up the shot. So she's going to shoot 2. The foul on Ossenbaugh is her first, team's first. So 2 free throws here for Abby Ray, a chance to get the first Bearcat points of the night, and it is up and good. So that'll stop an 8-0 run to start the ball game. 5:24 to go here, quarter number 1, and it is 8-0. Spartans with the lead, Bearcats at the free throw line. Towing the line is Abby Ray. Her free throw, back the iron to no good. High for the rebound is Cutterback. Cutterback will lay it up and in. Rebound and bucket for Peyton Cutterback, and well, kind of an inverted three-point play, but the Bearcats get 3 points on that possession. Stang with a little pressure, work the ball on the baseline for Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh, well defense there by Mock. She's in a little trouble, gets it out for Rates, and now they'll work it back around the perimeter, giving it to Stang. Stang off that double team will kick right wing for Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh in the lane, and there's going to be a push whistled on the inside. That's going to be on Weimers, I believe. Nope, they're going to call it on Sickler. And so Sickler picks up the foul. That's the second team foul against Kearney High. And first personal foul on Sickler. So Weimers must have got that other foul. We'll double-check that as they inbound it to Reimer. Reimer will kick it back out for Rates. Now driving the lane is going to be a Wilson. She'll kick in the corner for Reimer. Now they kick it back around on the skip pass. The Wilson now will get it on the baseline. Her shot's no good. And we're going to tie up the rebound. So Monty Wilson 0 for 2 from behind the arc. But they do tie up the rebound, and so it will be Spartan ball underneath their own basket. Abby Ray going to check back in here for the Bearcats. So right now it's Bollinger checking in a little bit ago. Rachel Bollinger, she puts a little defense on. The shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Weimers, and Weimers bounce pass on the left side. With it is Bollinger. Bollinger with the dribble, picks it up, and boy, they really stick her with that defense. She has to step up and show, and we got a timeout by Kearney High. That's a pretty good timeout by Jason Boyd. There wasn't anything good that was going to happen on that possession when she was trapped in the corner, so timeout Bearcat, 4:27 to go here. Quarter number 1, Caps trail 8-3. They'll inbound when we come back after this.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, the Bearcats are painting the corner a little bit there, so Jason Boyd calls the timeout to maintain the possession. This possession is just as important as one down the stretch, isn't it? Still can get one, two, or three points out of this. The Bearcats are going to inbound underneath the baseline. Weimer's to toss it in, and there really isn't anybody open. She'll kick into the corner for Mock. Mock will fire a three and hit a three. And that was close to being a turnover a little bit ago, and the Bearcats get 3 points out of it because they were able to set something up. Race with the long pass into the corner for Reimer. Reimer tries to enter it in for Sydney Sabota, and they're going to dive on it in there. That's going to be a hell ball. We'll move the possession arrow again, and that basketball now will belong to Kearney High. Already had three held balls here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Inbound for Weimers. Weimers almost had it stolen away. She'll get right back out to Cutterback. Cutterback on the sideline. A lot of pressure being put on. She has to lob it to near midcourt. Ballinger has it, and she'll give it back out to Kelsey Weimers, who will now set up the offense. Not a whole lot of pressure being put on her that far away. She will give the ball away. Now she gets it back, drives down to the baseline. Nice little ball fake. Pass on the inside here for Ballinger. Ballinger will drive the lane. Her scoop shot is no good. And the rebound is put out of there by Rates. Not a bad look there by Ballinger, but she wasn't able to get the shot to fall. Reimer has it. Now kicks in the left side to Sabota. Her foot was on the line. That is a very long deuce from the left wing. And that'll stop a 6-0 Kearney High run. We're going to have a little push whistled on East as they're pressuring the ball. That'll be on Jackie Awesomeball. That is going to be her second personal foul, second as a team against Lincoln East. They'll keep her in action here, though, as Weimers will get the inbounds. Now East is going to drop back to half court. They're going man-to-man. Right side, Mock has it. Off of the screen, top of the circle, Ray gets it. She'll kick left side for Ballinger. Ballinger gives it to Weimers. Weimers thought about stepping up and firing the three. She'll dribble, no. She cuts a little screen, shoots the long deuce on the left side. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be a push whistle on Kearney High. That'll be unlocked. That'll be her first. Checking in here for East is going to be Sam Sostad. Sostad will come in here for Reimer. And also checking in was Lexi Mayer. Mayer gets the ball up ahead here for Rates. Rates throws it in the corner for Sydney Sabota. Sabota left side for Stang. And they like to pass around that perimeter as Kearney High still going with that zone here. Dribbling up left side, Sabota. Sabota lost the ball that's on the ground, and they're going to say when it was rolling around there, it hit the baseline. That'll be another East turnover. So East turns it over. Cats have not led in the game. They trail by as many as eight, and right now they trail it 10-6 with 2:26 to go here in the first quarter. Our first Kearney High basketball game of the season. We'll be back on top of the hill tomorrow as Pavilion La Vista South comes to town for a boy-girl doubleheader, and we'll have coverage for you tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460. Weimers, left wing, with a pass to Ballinger. Ballinger, bad pass, but Weimers was able to track it down. She was actually trying to get it top of the circle, and Weimers was able to pick it up before it crossed midcourt. Entry pass on the inside, and that'll be a turnover as East comes up with it. Long pass up ahead, and they're going to turn it over. They're trying to connect with Tori Stang, and Stang zigged when she should have zagged, and that's pretty much the reason that Kearney High turned the ball over down low anyway. They're trying to bounce pass it into the post player. The post player was leaving the post because she'd been in the lane a little bit too long. So just a little miscommunication on really both teams' parts. We swapped turnovers, and now the Bearcats will bring the ball into the offensive zone. Kelsey Stiffen checked into the game. She helped bring the ball up, and she now gets it back. And she'll enter it inside. Weimers leans up. Shot back the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. And the bucket up and good for Abby Ray. So Ray getting the rebound. And then the bucket. A long pass stolen away by Ray. Ray's up to get it to Ballinger. Ballinger a little one-on-one, a little juke. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. But Last touch by East. So Kearney High will maintain possession here after they made the steal on the other end. Opportunity here for Kearney High to tie the game or, well, heck, maybe even take the lead. They trail it by two here. Minute 14 to go, first quarter. Weaver's on the baseline. Will kick the ball back out. Plenty of time. Here's the three attempt. It is an air ball for Stitham, and then we got a rebound in underneath for Weaver's, and Weaver's is fouled. So Weaver's her third rebound of the game, and now she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul on Lexi Mayer is her first. Weaver's at the line. First free throw is a little bit short, so our score remains 10-8 East. And the junior bends the knee, fires the free throw. Looks short, but has a nice shooter's touch. Hits the front of the rim, rolls around. It's up and good. Her first point of the game. Long pass up ahead, almost stolen away by the Bearcats, but Sydney Svoboda has it for East. She'll kick in the corner for Stang. Stang's three is no good. And the rebound tied up again. And alternating possessions will kill the basketball to East. We have had four held balls or four jump balls here in the first 7 minutes of the basketball game. Mayer will inbound it. She'll just toss it in top of the circle for Stang. Stang kicks left wing for Svoboda. Nice entry pass. Shot off glass up and good for Nicole Raitz. And Raitz will add to the lead here for East as they now lead by three. 40 seconds to go as Weimers will direct traffic. And she'll give the ball to Stiffen. And Stiffen now will play point. Weimers going on the inside, actually posting up, but they're double-teaming her. And they'll get it up on the left side for Ballinger. Ballinger, nice entry pass. Turnaround jumper by Abby Ray is up and good. Ray, 5 points in the quarter. It's a one-point ball game. Loose ball. Pass up ahead to Weimers after the steal. She'll lead in, and they're going to say she walked with it. Ball was knocked loose. Ray came up with it, threw the ball up ahead, but then underneath in traffic, Weimers is whistled for the walk, and an opportunity for the Cats to take the lead late in quarter number one. They have to drop back on defense. With the dribble is Mayer. Mayer is fouled as there's a little blocking foul whistled on Ballinger, and that'll be her third. So 11 seconds to go here. Quarter number one, 14 fouls on Kearney High, three against East. Mayer with the dribble as the ball actually go out of bounds. And it was last touched by the Bearcats. So with 7 seconds left, they'll inbound it right in front of Kearney High head coach Jason Boyd. Sammy Sosat gets it to Mayer. Mayer in a little trouble. Hands it back off here for Stang. Stang's going to drive, dish in the corners for Svoboda at the buzzer. Her three is no good. So one quarter's in the books, and it doesn't get a whole lot closer than this. It's Lincoln East 12, Kearney High 11, and it'll be Bearcat basketball. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. A little smoke on the water and a lot of action on the scoreboard here as it's 12-11. Bearcats trailing Lincoln East in that first quarter, and really kind of fueling things for the Bearcats was the play of Abby Ray. Ray with 5 points in the quarter. Gretchen Mock also hit a three-pointer in the first quarter here as Kearney High has trailed throughout. They spotted Lincoln East the first 8 points of the ballgame. They have yet to have a lead, but maybe, who knows, could change right here because Kearney High will have possession of the ball to start the second quarter. For the Bearcats, Allinger's out there, so is Weimers and Ray, and also Gretchen Mock. Bounce pass on that right side for Ballinger. Ballinger will enter it in to the elbow for Weimers, and Weimers locked with it. Now you're going to call it jump. That probably benefits Kearney High. That ball was held up there, and had they not called it a held ball, it would have been a turnover on Kearney High. good hands on the inside here for East. They're facing some pressure. Austin Ball works it up ahead. They'll get it to Wilson. Wilson on the baseline. Hurt Jay, no good. Rebound tipped around. Bearcats fighting for it. It's going to be another hell ball. And it will be Kearney High basketball. I'm going to run out of those little marks on my scorebook for a number of possessions. I'm halfway through them, and we've only played about 8.5 minutes of basketball. Pressure being put on. Weimer's with the dribble. And 10-second count's going on. She picks up her dribble, and there isn't a whole lot of time left. I think we got a timeout. Yep, Jason Boyd calls the timeout to maintain the possession. Second time he's been forced to do it here in the ballgame. 7:28 to go in quarter number two. It's still 12-11 East. Castle inbound. We come back after this.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
Ballinger inbounds the ball here for Kearney High. She gets it to Kelsey Stiffen. Stiffen, a little behind-the-back dribble as she brings across midcourt. She'll kick into the corner for Mock. Mock will fire a three. It is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Pointing in underneath. And that'll be a foul whistled on Sydney Svoboda, I believe. Yep, that'll be her first personal foul. Fourth as a team. And on the inbounds, they get it inside for Ray, and Ray up and in. And Ray with 7 points here in the ballgame. Awesome ball. Across the timeline, they're double-teaming her. She'll kick left side for Svoboda. Svoboda, 35 feet away. She's picked up, and again, Kearney High looking the trap, and East just throws it away. On the right wing, Reimer had it, caught it immediately from the top of the key, threw it in the corner, and there wasn't anybody there. That's an unforced error on East, and right now he used to drop back on defense. They're trying to pressure the ball. Bearcats break it with the pass. Stiffen gets it in underneath, and the shot is blocked, but they're going to say it's a walk first, as Ray had a little bit of trouble holding on to the ball. Bearcats lead it 13-12 as East will inbound. Awesome ball down the sideline, picked up defensively by Weimers. Awesome ball in the lane, has her pocket picked by Ray, and Ray tries to get it to Ballinger. And Ballinger couldn't get her feet underneath her. And so we'll just swap turnovers. They'll be Lincoln East basketball on that far side. An opportunity for Kearney High if they could have just got out of the chute, because there was nothing but blue jerseys heading down court. That had been a three-on-none had they been able to maintain possession of the basketball. So Svoboda with the dribble here. As again, Kearney going with a little 2-3 zone. They kick right side for Reimer. Top of the circle for Wilson. Wilson will cut after passing on the right side for Reimer. There's nothing going in there, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Svoboda has it. As, again, he's being patient offensively, just passing around the perimeter. They get it to Wilson. Wilson will drive, and they're going to say Wilson was fouled on the way. Bearcats wanted to walk, and the officials are going to say the foul caused the travel. And so it will be a foul on Kearney High's Kelsey Fitham. And that is her first. So to the line will be Imani Wilson, who has yet to score in the ballgame. And her free throw is up and a little short and no good. Score remains 13-12, Lincoln East trailing Kearney High. And an opportunity here for Imani Wilson to tie things up at a Baker's dozen with 6:13 to go in the second quarter. Her free throw is no good. Cats trying to track down the rebound, and they do. Mock comes up with the rebound, and we'll give it out for Kelsey Weimer. Weimer across the timeline, kicks on the left side for Ballinger, enters it down low, turnaround jumper, bounces around, no good for Ray. Offensive rebound by Weimers, and Weimers will score. Her first field goal of the ball game, and a couple of rebounds here for Kearney High on that possession. Helps them build their largest lead of the ball game. Pass in the corner for Wilson. Wilson, about 12-foot baseline J, and she'll be able to hit that one. She started out on the three-point arc, and this kept creeping closer and closer and closer. She hits the shot. Now she's pressuring the basketball as Stiffen has it, and Stiffen walks with it. She couldn't quite put the brakes on. with Wilson, put pretty good pressure on her. So Geese, who fell behind by three, cuts the lead down to one, and they'll try to take the lead back here. Asamoah will kick for Wilson. Right side now for Reimer. Reimer on the baseline. They enter it in. Good. There's read there by Abby Ray. She knocked the ball loose. Is there trying to enter it on the inside. Ray anticipated what was happening and stepped across her player before they even started the pass. Here's the inbounds. Reimer has it. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Weimers. Weimers being pressured. She lets traffic clear. She brings it across the timeline. She's going to drive all the way in. Has her shot blocked, but she's fouled. Kelsey Weimers, no one really stepped in front of her. The foul came from the side, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. And she'll shoot those after a timeout. Dennis Pritchard doesn't like how things are going right now, so he calls timeout for Lincoln East. 5:10 to go, second quarter, 15-14 Cats. Weimers at the line. We come back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. It is a 15-14 lead here for Kearney High. And the leading scorer this season for the Bearcats has been Kelsey Weimers. Weimers has 3 points in the game. She'll have two free throws coming up here. As she was fouled driving in, and she bends the knees, fires the free throw, hits the back of the iron. It's no good. She's now 1 for 3 from the free throw line here in the ballgame. She'll have another go at it here. Her free throw is up and good. So she's got 4 in the game. Cats now lead it by 2. Quickly, East on the run. Up ahead in front of everybody is Wilson. Wilson dumps it in underneath for Reimer. Reimer's shot is no good, but the rebound is taken out of there by Asenbaugh. Asenbaugh will drive, and we got a foul in underneath. Asenbaugh drove in, and she'll head the line and shoot 2. And that's going to be on Abby Ray. That's now 16 fouls on Kearney High. 2 free throws for Austin Ball. The first one's up and good. She's now 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Checking in for East is going to be Lexi Mayer and Tony Stang. Second free throw by Austin Ball could tie it, and we are now tied at 16. Bearcats been facing full court pressure the entire first half. Weimers brings it across the timeline. Not much problems with it. A little hesitation dribble. Now bounce pass left side for Ballinger. Ballinger looking on the inside. She'll start dribbling to reset the 5-second clock. She has the ball knocked out of bounds. And so Kearney High will inbound underneath their own basket. Weimers will do the honors with 5:41 to go here before halftime. At halftime, Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. He'll talk to us. We'll talk a little bit about Hayes, what we learned about Kearney High down there, and obviously get a scouting report on Lincoln East here tonight, our second game of the doubleheader. Weimers on the far sideline as it was tipped, gets the ball back, and she will fire a 3 after she inbounded and got it back. It's no good. Rebound in underneath for Stiffham, and Stiffham kicks right side, jumper up and good for Ballinger. So Ballinger hits the jumper, and now the Bearcats force the steal. Mock forced the steal, long cross-court pass, it's on the ground. Weimers comes up with it, and we're going to stop action because we got a hurt player for Lincoln East. Austin Bob, right by where the shooter was going to be, and so they call timeout so she does not get hurt, as the offensive player might have wanted to penetrate. But we have a stoppage of action here as Jackie Austin Bob is hurt here for Lincoln East. They could have a little timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 4:17 to go here, quarter number 2. Cats up by 2. We're back after this.
Gate Grilling Master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Jackie Asimov probably turned that ankle a little bit. The more she walked on it, the better it got, though. She was face down for quite a while. Couldn't even tell exactly what part of her anatomy was hurting, but she comes off the court, and the Bearcats now will inbound on the far sideline. Again, Kearney High leads at 18-16, and inbound on that far side is going to be Ballinger. And the Bearcats will get it to Weimers. Weimers was open for the three. Now she'll enter it on the inside, and it's going to be stolen away. Reimer comes up with the steal, and she'll work the ball up ahead here for Imani Wilson. Wilson on the baseline, kicks it right back out for Reimer, who enters it inside for Mayer. And we're going to have a little hold whistled on Kearney High, and that'll be a hold on Mock, and that will send East to the free throw line. That's now 17 fouls on Kearney High with 4:03 to go here in the second quarter. So Lexi Mayer will have the front end of a 1-and-1 here. And that is the second foul on Mock. Her free throw rolls around and is good, so that'll earn her the bonus. Checking in here for Kearney High, going to be Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback going to come in for Mock. A little protection there with two fouls with 4 minutes plus left in the second quarter. Free throw by Wagner, up, back the iron, and good. And so we are tied at 18. And again, East will pressure. Weimers picks up a dribble, long pass, a dangerous one, but Ray has it. Ray dribbles through a little bit of pressure, and she'll kick the ball back out for Weimers. Weimers will set up shop here with the dribble, getting a little instruction from head coach Jason Boyd. Now, Wilson's going to pressure her while she's talking to the coach, trying to sneak up on her. But Weimers was ready for it, still has her dribble, and will enter it to the free throw line for Ballinger, and Ballinger walk. Unofficially, 18 fouls on Kearney High, compared to 7 here for Lincoln East. And the scoreboard is also pretty even, tied at 18 with 3:36 to go, and they're going to say not to inbound on the sideline, but underneath the Kearney High basket here. And a bad pass, and it's going to be stolen away. Ballinger comes up with it, gives it to the free throw line for Stitham. Stitham rattles it in. Points off turnovers for Kearney High after they pick up a bad pass here. And East might have got away with a walk, but with the dribble now is Shelby Blankenbaker. And Baker will give it off right side for Reimer. Reimer gives it off here for Mayer. And around the perimeter we go. Wilson has it. She'll drive. Nice little floater in the lane. It will not go. And the rebound taken out of there by Stitham. And Stitham will work it up ahead here for Weimers. Weimers will direct traffic with 3 minutes to go before halftime. Weimers, 5-second count going on, and the 5 seconds broken just in time. She gets it to Cutterback. Entry pass on the inside. Great catch inside by Ray, and Ray is fouled going up. Great entry pass in for Ray, who had some nice soft hands, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. So 16 fouls now whistled on East. And Ray will shoot two shots here, and the first one is up and good. She's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here in the ball game, and Betsy Reimer picked up her second personal foul of the ball game. Ray's second free throw up, rolling around, and good. Nice shooter's touch there for Abby Ray. And the Bearcats now lead by 4. And the ball is loose, stolen away. Coming up with it is Weimers. Weimers going to lay it up, and a great ball pick. Jump stop at the end. Got the defender up in the end, and the Cats have their largest lead of the game. And they force almost another turnover. Then they do. They pass it up ahead to Weimers. Weimers, shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, and she is fouled. They had it, went through the hands of Weimers, and then it was picked up by Stiffen, who gave it right back to Weimers. Now Weimers will go to the line as she pulled down the rebound, and now we'll shoot two. Another forced turnover for Kearney High, and the opportunity to add to the Bearcat lead, and Weimers does it. She hit the free throw, makes it 25-18, 2:28 to go here before halftime. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. Weimers starting to get a little mojo going, and a timeout for the Spartans. Bearcats trailed at one point by 8. Right now they lead by 8, 26-18, 2:28 to go here in the second quarter. Back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, at one point, Kearney High trailed 8-0. Since then, they've been on a 26-10 run, kind of on and off a little bit, but they've dominated things after the first 3 minutes of basketball, and they've done it mostly with their defense, forcing some turnovers and get some easy looks. And they'll put some more pressure on East here. Stang on that far sideline brings it across the timeline. Long pass to Sabota. Sabota gives a right wing here for Blankenbaker. Blankenbaker bounce pass inside for Rates, and they're going to leave Rates open. Not much of a shooter, apparently, as she kicks it out for Wilson. Wilson throws it in the corner. The three, no good for Sabota, and Ray pulls down the rebound. So another rebound by Ray, and now Weimers across the timeline. 2 minutes to go before halftime, and a reach by Imani Wilson. And Wilson thought she had it cleanly. Didn't come out of there cleanly, so Probably was a foul there, as Wilson is going to be whistle for it. Both teams now are in the bonus. That's the first personal foul on Wilson. And a 1-1 coming up here for Kelsey Weimers. Weimers has hit her last three. And she'll try to add to her free throw streak, and she does so by hitting nothing but the dead solid heart of the basket there. Turn the net inside out with her free throw, and that makes it 27-18. Free throw, off and good. That is the eighth free throw, the 10th point of the game here for Kelsey Weimers. Staying across the timeline, facing some pressure, gives it to Wilson on the baseline, has a little trailer coming in. Rate shot is no good. Rebounded by Ray, and Ray works it ahead here for Weimers. Weimers picked up by Wilson as East is going man-to-man here. 5 second count going on, so she'll bounce pass it off for Ballinger. Ballinger off the screen, gives it to Ray. Entry pass as they cut through the shot, no good. But Stiffen hit on the arm as she came off the screen, curled through the lane, got the pass just the way the offense was set. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be the second foul on Stang. Free throw is good for Ballinger. Now has 3 points in the ballgame. Checking in for East is going to be Jackie Ostenbaugh. And Ostenbaugh, with a couple of fouls, was being saved a little bit. A fairly deep bench for Dennis Pritchard for Lincoln East. He's played about 9-10 kids. A little bit deeper bench than what Jason Boyd has used. Free throw, back the iron, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by East. Ostenbaugh with the dribble. Pass on the inside, ill-advised. The Stiffen is there and makes the interception. She'll dribble through traffic a little bit. And with a minute 15 to go, we'll give it to Weimers between circles. Wilson with a little bit of pressure on, but bounce pass top of the circle for Cutterback. Cutterback gives it. Now a little drive by Stiffen. Stiffen on the baseline, tries the reverse layup. It's no good. Gets her own rebound and had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Stiffen kind of in no man's land there, trying to shoot over 5'11 Jackie Ostenbaugh. In any event, Bearcats still have possession of it here. They entered in the lane, and Ray has her shot blocked by Ostenbaugh, and the ball is loose, and that's going to be another held ball. And the possession arrow pointing to Lincoln East. 29-18. Bearcats with an 11-point lead. 50 seconds to go before halftime. With the dribble, is going to be Rates, and Rates will work it up ahead here for Sobota. Sobota dribbles through a double team, kicks, and the pass stolen away by Stiffen. Stiffen's great job reading what was in front of the guy with the basketball, and she just stepped up there and made the steal. Cats might work the clock a little bit here. They break the timeline with 30 seconds to go, and they'll give the ball off for Ballinger. Ballinger's pass goes through the hands of Ray. Ray has to track it down. It can't. Coming up with it is Stang. Stang's going to drive. Stang's going to shoot, and she's going to score. So off the turnover, Lincoln East gets the bucket, and now Weimers now will try to work for the last shot. Bounce pass left side for Cutterback. Cutterback for Weimers. Weimers, ball fake. Great ball fake. And there's going to be a foul with 2 seconds left. This is on Nicole Rates. If Rates does not make that foul, it's a layup for Weimers. So instead, it's going to be 2 shots because that's now 10 team fouls on Lincoln East. Weimers was not in the act of shooting, but again, it's 10 team fouls. So her free throw is up and good. Ten-point Kearney High lead, 30-20. And again, they trailed by 8 points in the early stages of the game. Second free throw up and good. Weimers, once she got on track, she's been lighting it up. Here's the long inbounds and the throw down court. And there is the buzzer. One half is in the books. And Kearney High leads Lincoln East in girls basketball 31-20. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll talk about what we'll anticipate in the boys game, as well as kind of a status report on the Cats. We'll do that. We come back right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School, where the Kearney High Bearcat girls lead at halftime 31-20 over the Lady Spartans. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kind enough to join us and talk about boys basketball as the head coach at Kearney High, Scott Thunbrook. And Coach, 3-0, winning the Hayes shootout. First of all, congratulations. What sort of things did you kind of learn about your team once you finally were able to hit the court and then see some action?
Well, that first weekend is always interesting, to say the least. You never know exactly what to expect, especially when you have a high number of kids that just haven't played a lot of varsity basketball. Well, we have two or three kids that, you know, at least either started or saw a little bit of time last year. You know, the other six or seven guys on our varsity roster, you know, we're all pretty green, so for us to come out of Hayes, you know, winning all three games, you know, the scoring was balanced. We defended pretty well. You know, we feel pretty good about things, but you never know what that means going down there. You know, I think the competition was pretty good, but you never know how that can compare or translate to some of the teams back here in Nebraska. So this weekend will be, you know, kind of our first Nebraska test, I guess, especially on the road at Lincoln East here, so good opportunity, but we're going to play well.
Yeah, when you play those Kansas teams that haven't played anything all year, it's really kind of hard to compare. One of the interesting things I just kind of noticed just from looking at your roster, you know, a lot of times this time of year, teams will have 14 guys suited up and that sort of thing. You have only 10, which is you're still trying to figure out where you're going to go and where those next uniforms are going to be coming from.
Yeah, we only took 10 guys down to Hayes, and we'll probably only suit up 10. You know, honestly, probably through our conference tournament, you know, hopefully we can keep guys healthy. But, you know, we got some young guys. We got some freshmen and sophomores and a couple juniors playing on the JV team right now that we just want to give them the opportunity to kind of prove themselves and maybe earn a spot eventually we'll probably add a couple more guys to that roster. But for right now, you know, we feel good about the 10 we have, and we just want to keep guys healthy and give some of those younger guys an opportunity to gain some experience both at the JV level and then at the varsity level eventually.
And kind of that danger, if you bring somebody up too soon, then there's too much pressure and all that other stuff. So it makes sense, but it is kind of interesting to kind of look at. I think one thing you've kind of found out, Nate Stevens has had a great start to the season for you guys. He was got an award down in Hayes and really has played very well for you guys.
Yeah, Nate is our most experienced player. You know, he started as a sophomore, would have started every game as a junior last year, but had a real bad ankle injury in our conference tournament. Ended up missing 10 or 11 games. And unfortunately for our team last year, when he got hurt, you know, that really kind of, you know, started a bit of a mid-season nosedive for us that we really struggled to recover from. So, you know, Nate is a guy that has just put in the time. You know, he plays a lot of basketball year-round, and it shows. He's confident, he's under control, he keeps his composure, and he's just an overall good player that we rely on pretty heavily, not only just to score the basketball, but just to be a leader out there and just be kind of a calming, steadying influence on our team when maybe some things don't go as well. So,
and Nate's been averaging about 22 points a ball game, a guy that saw a lot of action last year as a sophomore, so already he has a little bit of experience to him, obviously. Damian Austin, he's also off on a pretty good start. He averaged over 11 points for you guys down in Hayes as well.
Yeah, Damian was a kid last year as a freshman. We brought up to play junior varsity and as well as varsity, and that's not real common at Kearney High School. We see some freshmen coming up to play on the JV team, but it's pretty rare for a freshman to come up and earn that varsity uniform. And Damian was our backup point guard last year. You know, Logan Wirtz had a great season last year in his senior year, but there were times when, you know, fouls or whatever, Damian had to come in and play, and he got a little taste of it last year. Worked tremendously hard in the offseason. Anybody who knows Damian or has seen him play, the kid's an absolute jet out there. He's small, but he is one of the quicker players that I've coached and probably one of the quicker players we're going to see all season long. So I'm glad he's on our team. And sometimes I forget he's a sophomore. I said that after the Hayes tournament. He feels like he's got so much experience already just because he got to play as a freshman and played a lot in the summer. But you know, the kid's just a sophomore. He's going to keep getting better and better. And he has a great work ethic, so that helps as well.
What's your bread and butter? What has been working well for you guys? You don't have a tremendous amount of speed. I mean, not a lot, tremendous amount of size. You're really kind of a fun, pressure, run-and-gun type of team, aren't you? Or are you still figuring that out?
I think so. Down in Hayes, we were able to get up and down the court and, you know, average right around 70, 75 points a game. I hope we continue that. We got good shooters. We have good ball handlers. We have good passers. We take care of the basketball, and that's key for any team. But especially when you don't have, you know, big 6'8", 6'9", guys, you really got to value the basketball. So we're going to shoot a high percentage of three-point shots. So if we can hit that high 30s, low 40s percent from the three-point line, that's right about where we want to be. And then for us, it's going to start on the defensive end. And we have got to put some pressure on people, create some transition, get the pace of the game going up and down a little bit. And we talk a lot about tempo. I mean, we use the word tempo in practice probably 10 times a day, that we want to push the ball hard when the opportunity is there. And if it's not there, we got to play under control and kind of understand that balance of still getting a good shot every time.
Talking with Kearney High boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. The girls right now are leading at 31-20 over Lincoln East. Real quick, two-part question. Give us a quick scouting report against Lincoln East, what Lincoln East has, and what you're gonna try to implement here tonight with the game plan.
You know, Lincoln East is a team that last year maybe struggled a little bit. You know, they ended up with I think three or four wins on the season, but you're just hearing their coach talk in the preseason and, you know, looking at some of the newspapers, I think they feel like they're going to be improved this year. Their starting point guard, Clayton Shepherd, is a 6'4 junior, so that presents some problems right there when your point guard is 6'4. So he's an awfully good player. They get a handful of kids in that 6'4 to 6'5 range that are athletic, that like to get up down the court. We're going to have to rebound the basketball. If we're letting some of those tall, lanky kids, you know, keep plays alive and give them second shot opportunities, you know, that's not going to be good for us. But we want to create some tempo early on. We want to get good shots, whether it's a layup, whether it's a three-point shot, whatever the case is, we'll take it. But we're just going to rely on our six seniors to be leaders out there like they were down in Hayes. And if all those things happen, we should be in good shape. But you never know what's going to happen. It's the East home opener. It's our first game here in Nebraska on the road. I guess a team that traditionally has been pretty good. But who knows what to expect. You never know. It's a fine line every week in Class A. Anybody can beat anybody, and I think, you know, we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, we wish you best luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back and recap the girls' game, the first half anyway. They lead it 31-20. We're back after this.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. Let's recap the scoring for you. We'll begin, first of all, for East, who did lead after one quarter. They led it 12-11, but they trail here at halftime 31-22, the Bearcats. And they got the first 8 points of the ball game. Jackie Offenbaugh, a big part of that. She scored the first 6 points of the game, finished with eight in the first half. She's the leading scorer for the Spartans, four for Nicole Rates, and then 2 points for Lexi Mayer, two for Amani Wilson, two for Tori Stang, and two for Sydney Sabota. For the Bearcats, leading the way was Kelsey Weimers. Weimers with 12 points here at halftime. Abby Ray also shining here in the first half. She finished with 5 rebounds and 9 points. A 3-pointer for Gretchen Mock. She's got 3. Also 3 by Rachel Bollinger. 2 points for Peyton Cutterback. Also another 2 by Kelsey Stiffen. And the Bearcats lead here at intermission 31-20. And one of the things I think most interesting about this is that that Kearney High, it seems when they force the turnover, they end up getting layups on the other end. And when Kearney High turned the ball over, East was inbounding. So that really one of the major differences, as both teams unofficially I had with 10 turnovers here in the first half. Bearcats have possession of the basketball to start the second half. And we're going to have a little foul whistled early on here, a little reach against Lincoln East. And the foul is going to be whistled on Betsy Reimer, and that's going to be her third. So she's going to come out of the game here, I think. In fact, she's heading it back in the locker room, getting something worked on, I believe. And they'll inbound it for Weimers. Weimers has it here for Kearney High. And she takes it on the baseline, gets a little screen, takes it off glass, and it's good. Kelsey Weimers, 14 points in the ballgame. And the Bearcats lead it by 13. And Kearney High will pressure and long pass. Sabota picks it up. Sydney Sabota picks it up here, and she brings it across the timeline, has the ball knocked back loose, so the 10-second count will restart here. They'll give it to Wilson. Wilson up ahead for Rates. Rates broke the pressure, and she lays it up and in. Really the first time that East has broken the pressure all game, and Kearney High has just absolutely been making a living off of forcing those turnovers. Weimers with the dribble. She gets a little screen, so she's got another 5 seconds to dribble with the basketball. Gives it left side for Mock. Mock will have to give it back out here for Weimers. Weimers has her dribble and gets a little screen. Doesn't want to shoot over the taller Rates, and so she'll look for a cutter and find it in Ray. And Ray will lay it up and in. That was pretty basketball as Ray just drove the lane without the ball, got a nice bounce pass, and the Bearcats push that lead back out to 13. Wilson gives it top of the circle here for Offenbaugh. Back for Wilson. Wilson skip pass right side for Stang. She thought about the three, but she'll get it inside for Offenbaugh. Offenbaugh kicks it out, little ball fake, and gives it back inside for Rates. Rates at the back of the iron. It's no good. And the rebound ripped down there by Mock. Mock snags the bound and closes slowly. Weimers will bring the ball across midcourt. Almost had a 10-second count. Just because how slowly she was walking the ball up court, there was no pressure. And now top of the circle, Ray has it. She'll kick right side for Mock. He's going man-to-man here. Off the screen, they set up Weimers. She's open for three and drains the three. 17 points in the game for Kelsey Weimers, and the Bearcats lead by 16. As they are on fire right now. Stang steps through the double team. She's going to drive the lane, take it off glass, too strong, offensive rebound, bucket and a foul. Nicole Rates gets the rebound,
and the bucket. And now she'll try to finish off a three-point play. .541 to go here in quarter number two. The foul on cutback is just her second. Free throw is up and good. And so Rates now with 5 points in the second half here for Lincoln East. She's the only one that's scored so far for the Spartans. Reimers has 5 points of her own here as they'll enter the ball inside here for cutback. Cutback shot as she was falling down, threw it up, and almost went in. Ballinger gets the rebound, kicks it out for Reimers. Reimers can't get the shot to fall, and the rebound ripped down there by Stang. Stang passed up ahead through the hands of Wilson and out of bounds. Turnover here on Lincoln East as they did have numbers. And the Spartans will make a substitution. Betsy Reimer is going to check back into the game here for Wilson. I think Reimer might have had an issue with a contact. And she came out not because of the foul earlier, but because she needed to deal with her contact, at least when she came back on the court. That's what it looked like to me. So 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. With the ball is number five, Kelsey Reimers. She has the dribble on that left side. She gives it now top of the circle here for Ray. Ray, right wing for Mock. Mock, hand in her face there by Stang. Little ball fake, takes it on the baseline. Goes through underneath, shot no good. Ball still being tapped around. It's on the ground. Bearcats had it, and they're going to tie it up. Why not? You've had that a lot here in the ball game. It will be Lincoln East basketball with 4:43 to go. We're double checking with the scorers table, and I think somewhere one of the possession arrows is pointed the wrong direction, so it's conflicting. They handed the ball to the Spartans, and that's the right call. Reimers has it on that far side. Bearcats double teaming, and she fell down. She slipped, and so she'll turn the ball over, and Kearney High will force yet another turnover. You know, I only have them for 12 turnovers. It just seems like more than that for East, because Kearney High has been able to pick up some of those loose balls, go in for a layup or have a quick pass up ahead, and they've been able to cash in. Here there's a bad pass stolen by East. Fang will have it. She'll take it off glass. It's no good. Off the hands of Sobota. Sobota eventually is able to come down with the rebound, and it's out of bounds. They're going to say actually touched by Kearney High. Trying to tie up the ball was Ballinger, and she actually had her foot on that sideline over there, so they're going to say it's out of bounds on her because her foot was on the sideline. Austin Ball will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Sydney Sobota. They'll give it off for Rates. Rates on the baseline. We're going to have a block before the shot, and that's going to be a foul on Peyton Cutterback. Officials crack me up. For some reason, they just can't stick one finger, their index finger, in the air. They always have to do this little hand gesture thing and stick out their pinky. So it looks like the foul's on 52, but 52 wasn't on the court. And the foul was on Peyton Cutterback. Why do they do that? Nobody does that. Nobody counts when they look like they're giving the longhorn signal, but do they? They pass the ball around the perimeter, and Jackie Osabaugh hits the open jumper on that baseline. And that's her first points of the second half. Reimers on the baseline, still has her dribble, little ball fake, puts it up, and she'll head to the line. That was a good basketball, intelligent play by Kelsey Reimers. She had a little ball fake. The defender went up in the air to block it. She said, you know what, I'm going to head to the free throw line. She put up a shot she had no chance of making, knowing she was going to go to the free throw line. The free throw was up and good for Kelsey Reimers. Weimers now 9 of 11 from the free throw line, and she missed two of her first three. So she's been hot from the free throw line. And by the way, the foul on Rates, that is her second free throw. I jinxed her, is no good. As Weimers missed the second, and it's taken out of there by Ossenbach. Ossenbach gets the ball back on the baseline. Old ball fake. She'll kick it back out for Sobota. And we got a block. We got push on the inside here. Going to go against Kearney High. That'll be the third team foul against the Bearcats. And that'll be on Abby Ray. That is her second. On the inbounds, on the baseline, Reimer puts up the long deuce, and she'll stroke it in. So that'll cut that lead back down to 10. Bearcats had a nice 16-point lead for a short period there, but East has been able to whittle it back down to 10. 39-29, 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. Right wing with the basketball to Stiffham. Stiffham loses the ball in the lane, and East comes up with it. Ausenbaugh dribbles through traffic in the lane. Nobody stops her. Puts up the shot. Lost it. It's on the ground. We're going to tie this one up as well. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High. And the Bearcats will inbound with 2:56 to go here in the third quarter. Ord leading right now, Kearney Catholic 18-14. Second quarter, about 6 minutes left in the girls' game. And on the baseline here, Weimer, she's going to drive and has the ball knocked out of bounds. Tried to draw some body contact, didn't get it, but it was knocked out of bounds by East, so the Bearcats will inbound it. Weimer on the baseline. We just have to throw it top of the circle. And she'll get the ball out here for Ballinger. Ballinger, left side, three-pointer by Stiffham is good. Ballinger had it, but and was fairly open, but Stiffham was even more open. She drains the three-pointer. Pass on that right side, long deuce up, and good for Ausenbaugh. And Ausenbaugh starting to warm up a little bit here. Cast lead at 42-31, 2:15 to go here, third quarter. Stiffham, bad pass, stolen away by Ray. Ray couldn't get there. Rates came up with it. I misspoke. The pass was intended for Ray, and Rates is able to lay it up and in. Again, that's what Kearney High did to East in that second quarter when they built the lead, was not only did they force the turnover, but they were all steals and ended up being layups on the other end. Entry pass for Mock. Mock's going to kick right side for Weimer, so Weimer took a little walk with it. 14 turnovers on Kearney High. Cutterback going to check back in here for the Cats, for the Spartans. Back in the battle is Imani Wilson with a minute 40 to go here, third quarter. Loomis and Amherst on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug Duda with the call. And pass in the lane here. Rates. Rates is going to lay it up. No good. Back the iron, gets her own rebound. And now she'll get the bucket. And Kearney High now has what was a 16-point lead cut down to 7. Minute 20 to go here. Cats need something good to happen. There's nearly a trap near midcourt. Weimer's is in trouble, and a timeout by Jason Boyd. All three of his timeouts have been to maintain the possession. Minute 14 to go, third quarter. 41-35, Cats with the lead and the ball. We come back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. Minute 14 to go here, third quarter, and the Bearcats have called three timeouts here in the ballgame. And in each instance, they were about to turn the ball over. They were trapped. They were in dire straits, and Jason Boyd called the timeout to maintain the possession. And you, in one sense, you hate to use your timeouts for that, but conversely, I think they've scored the first two times they've called those timeouts. One of them was a three-pointer when they were coming back into the game after trailing by 8. They were down by 6. They cut the lead in half because they hit a 3. So I liked every one of the timeouts. You just hate to use them this way. They inbounded it to Weimer's. Weimer's will get it all for Stiffham. Stiffham, a little bit of pressure, and she's going to throw it away. Well, it didn't work there. I jinxed it. I got to quit doing that. Minute 5 to go. Reminder for you, tomorrow we'll have the boy-girl doubleheader as Kearney High makes their home opener Saturday night on top of the hill. Here's the three-pointer for East. It's up and good. Dusty Reimer was wide open, and she drains the three, and that'll cut the lead back down to 4. Tomorrow we'll be playing with us to South for a boy-girl doubleheader, and we'll have both games for you right here. And now Kearney High turned it over again. Pressure being put on. Gretchen Mock turned it over. 16 turnovers on Kearney High compared to 12 here for Lincoln East. And that once impressive 16-point lead here in the third quarter is down to 4 And the Cats want to keep it there, but they're back on defense. A pass around the perimeter to the Spartans. Little ball fake by Reimer on that right side off of the screen. Wilson has it. Her pass is tipped and out of bounds. Good hands there by Weimers, and also good coverage on the away from the ball by Gretchen Mock. But it was last touch by Kearney High. So East will inbound on that far sideline. Reimer looks, gets it to Rates, and Rates will give it up on the left side for Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh kicks. Here's Reimer. Same spot. She hits the three. She misses this one. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. Offensive rebound by Shelby Blankenbaker. And Blankenbaker off the rebound will now go line and shoot two. Seconds to go here in the third quarter. Blankenbaker's free throw is no good. After the foul by Abby Ray, her third. Second free throw up and good for Blankenbaker. Cats double team, but Weimers is able to make the pass over for Mock. Mock will drive, dish in the corner for Ballinger. Ballinger's jumper is no good. Long rebound taken out of there by Mock. Mock looking, 8 seconds left. Is it to Weimer? 6 seconds left. She has the top of the circle, gets a little screen. Thought about this long deuce. Has to give it to Ray. Ray lost the ball as she turned around at the buzzer. And the East fans are on their feet because the Spartans have cut the lead down to three. It's 42-39. Bearcats with the lead. We'll start the fourth quarter right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, three quarters are in the books, and Kearney High with the lead. They led by as many as 18, but right now they lead only by three at 42-39. As the Cats just didn't get things going offensively, scored only 8 points in that third quarter. And most of those came in the early stages when they built that lead to 16. After they gotten it up to 16, it's been pretty much Lincoln East whittling away at it. So Kearney High needs to take a little bit better care of the basketball, get things going here offensively, and recreate some of that magic they had in the second quarter when they started to build a pretty good-sized lead here. We'll take a break between games, and obviously we'll have the boys' game for you here from Lincoln East. And East will have the basketball first to start the fourth quarter here. They'll toss the ball in for Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh will give it off on the left side for Blankenbaker. Blankenbaker for Sobota. Bearcats right now still going a little zone here, a little different look with their 2-3 zone. And they'll enter it on the inside, and we're going to have a little push whistled on Abby Ray. And Ray had pretty good position there. They're going to say maybe she got a little handsy or something. And anyways, Abby Ray, who scored only 2 points in that third quarter, has now picked up her fourth personal foul. So with 7:44 to go here, third quarter, Abby Ray, who was just red hot in the first half, has to step out of the ball game. Kearney High going a little smaller lineup here. Stitham pressures the ball as she came in a moment ago. They entered inside for Race, and Race turnaround jumper good. Nice entry pass in for Race. And she took it high off glass and makes this a one-point ball game. Weimers dribbles to the middle of the court, brings it across the timeline, and she'll dump it off right side. A little jump stop here by Cutterback. Her shot's no good, and the ball out of bounds. And it is off the hands of one of the Bearcats. Cutterback had a pretty good look at the basket, just a little bit too strong here. Ossenbaugh kicks on the right side for Reimer. Reimer, top of the circle, gets it off for Blankenbaker. Blankenbaker works it back around the perimeter. Ossenbaugh has it. Right wing for Reimer. Entry pass on the inside, out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by Peyton Cutterback. So Cats will stay on defense. Underneath their own basket, East will inbound it off of the screen. They give it for Ossenbaugh, who now enters it on the inside. Awesome ball, then hands it off here for Blankenbaker, and Blankenbaker walked with it. Had a pretty good look at the basket, did East, but they just didn't take care of the basketball. And the Cats, who have led the entire second half, they took control midway through the second quarter, and they have not trailed since. And right now they've got a one-point lead. Bounce pass on the right side. They got a person wide open underneath, but too much pressure. Stiffen couldn't find her. And now they'll work it back to Ballinger. Back around the perimeter. They give it to Kelsey Weimers. Weimers, with 6:39 to go, has the dribble. 5-second count going on. Now she backed up, so that'll reset the clock. Gives it to Cutterback. Cutterback on the right wing for Ballinger. Ballinger off of the screen. They find Stiffen. Stiffen had it, lost it, and we're going to have a push whistled on Shelby Blankenbaker. Lived in Kearney too long. I see Blanken, I almost say ship right away, but it's Blankenbaker. And that'll be her first personal foul. The inbounds for Weimers. And Weimers off of a little screen, has the dribble. Now she's going to drive the lane. She's picked up there. Back and in, puts up the shot. Rolling around and good. Thought it was going to come out of there, but she rolls it up and in. And Kelsey Weimers gives Kearney a three-point lead here. She's had a great night offensively. That was a nice basketball move there. Weimer kicks right side for Rates. Rates long pass. Svoboda tracking it down. Sydney Svoboda still has her dribble. She's picked up by Ballinger, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. They give it to Blankenbaker. Blankenbaker over for Svoboda, and Svoboda from the free throw line. Her shot is up and good. 44-43. 5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Long pass up ahead. And now the skip pass on the left side. Mock thought about the three, but she'll give it to Kelsey Weimers. And Weimers will give it off on the right side for Stiffen. Stiffen off of the screen. Top of the circle for Ballinger. Ballinger looking on the inside. And they're going to say Strug or pivot foot. That'll be a turnover. So 20 points in the ball game so far for Kelsey Weimers. And I think you're trying to work the ball to her, especially when Abby Ray's out of the ball game. Ray with four fouls and a little bit of foul trouble, but right now the Cats are on defense. So Boda has it. We'll kick it off on the right side for Reimer. Reimer on the baseline. Andrew pass on the inside. Shot up and good. Nicole Rage coming alive here in the second half. She hits the shot, and it's a one-point lead here for Lincoln East. Bounce pass on the right wing. Kearney High, Ballinger in trouble, and there's going to be a block. And that might be on Rates. Yeah, I think it is, and that's going to be her third. Checking in for Kearney High is Abby Ray. She'll come in with four personal fouls. And he's taking a substitution. Blankenbaker is going to come back in. She's going to come in for Svoboda. And the Bearcats on the half-court end of their bench, they're going to inbound the basketball here for Kelsey Stiffen. Stiffen with the dribble. Wilson with the defense. Stilson picks up a couple of screens, gets it in the lane, and she walked with it. Yeah, just wasn't squared in there underneath. And there was a little bit of contact in there, but she drug her pivot foot, and that's going to be a turnover on Kearney High. Bearcats down by one, pressuring the basketball. Rates almost carried it, but she still dribbles, has it between two defenders, and now she lost the basketball. She just didn't jump stop or pass the ball soon enough. She turned it over as Kearney High. That pressure didn't result in a layup. That's really what they wanted, but they got the basketball back. Claire Sickler going to check in here for Ballinger. And the Cats down by a point. William found a dangerous pass. Weimers has it, but she's used up her dribble. And, nope, I'm going to say she had. She dribbled through it and no charge, and then there's going to be a kick by East. Bounce pass as they try to work it inside for Ray. And I think she was posting up Rates, and Rates just punted the ball out of there. Weimers the inbound underneath her own basket. And she'll just get it in underneath. Shot is blocked, though. They got an inside for Cutterback. Cutterback was blocked by Austinball, her second block of the game. She comes up with it, drives the lane, and they're going to say a push before the shot. Well, she was pushed and then walked with it, but they're going to say it was before that, and they're going to give it to Abby Ray. That means Abby Ray has just fouled out of the ball game with 4:21. And she did not see a whole lot of minutes here in the second half. She picked up a couple of quick fouls in the third quarter, and then another one here. She'd only been in for a couple of minutes, and so she fouls out of the ball game, does Abby Ray. And Ray will leave the game with 11 points here in the ball game. He's up by a point, tries to throw it on the inside. It's tipped away by the Bearcats, so it's out of bounds. And East will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in is going to be Ostenbaugh. Bearcats going with the zone here on the inbounds. They've gone almost exclusively zone the entire game. Reimer on the baseline, passes tip, gets it to Blankenbaker, and Blankenbaker hits the shot, her first field goal of the game. And East now leads by three with 4:03 to go. Pass went through the hands of Weimer. She was that close to making the steal, and now she drives, dishes, bucket by Cutterback, gives the assist to Kelsey Weimer, who drove the lane. The defender had to leave Cutterback to pick her up, and now driving the lane is going to be East, and they turn it over. Ostenbaugh, extra step in the lane. Very pretty drive on the other end, and then the bounce pass with a layup by Kelsey Weimers, and East couldn't quite do the same thing on the other end. They turned it over. Schickler outruns the pressure, brings it across the timeline on the far sideline. 3:36 to go here. Caps down by one, 47-46. Pass on the right wing for Cutterback. Cutterback watches everybody cycle through, gives it to Mock, top of the circle. Mock with the dribble. She had a three-pointer earlier in the game, or only 3 points out of the game. And she has it on the right wing, gives it back out for Weimers. Weimers looking for somebody to come through. Now she's going to drive. Bad pass, but a bounce pass out for Mock. Mock three, no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket scored by Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback with the offensive rebound and bucket. A very ugly pass out for Mock. Mock shot immediately. It was a little short. And then Cutterback with the rebound. Here's a three by Reimer, and Reimer drains the three, her second three-pointer of the second half. Timeout by Lincoln East. They lead it 50-48. 2:54 to go here, fourth quarter. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, let's give you a little bit of a game reset here. Both teams have a couple of timeouts left. Kearney High has committed six team fouls, so their next foul will send Lincoln East to the free throw line for a 1-1. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High. And with 2:54 to go here, fourth quarter, it is 50-48. Lincoln East with the lead. Kearney High with the basketball. That three-pointer by Betsy Reimer gives Lincoln East the lead back, and they lead it by two. Schickler, Weimers, and Mock out there with Cutterback and Stiff. Both ball fake by Bollinger. Bollinger gives it to Schickler. Schickler across the timeline and has the ball knocked loose. Stolen away by East. Pass up ahead. Bunch of white jerseys, but the ball's thrown well ahead. Reimer picks it up on the baseline. Out for Wilson. Wilson's going to reset the offense. As really didn't have a good look at the basket. And she'll give the ball back out for Ostenbaugh. Another turnover on Kearney High. And here's Wilson. Wilson will drive and dish, and East being very patient offensively. They're working that clock. Up by two with 2:22 to go. Pass on the right side. Stolen by Weimers. Weimers with the steal. Dribbling through traffic, little jump stop in the lane. We'll pass it in underneath, and the bucket's up and good for Kelsey Stiffham. Give Stiffham credit. She did not watch Kelsey Weimer play basketball. She got involved in the play, and she ties things up at 50. 2 minutes to go in the game after the turnover, and the kick into the corner for Rates. Rates have a hand in her face there by Cutterback. Bearcats right now going man-to-man for the first time here in the ballgame. And it turned into a steal a little bit ago. Now it's kind of a matchup zone is what it is, really. And now they'll kick the ball back out here for Reimer. Reimer on that right wing. Wilson has it. Wilson layup. Too strong. Rebound by East. Shot no good. Rebound by Schickler. Schickler snags the bound for the Cats. And Carney High's got numbers if they run. And they drive, and it's going to be a travel. Claire Sickler driving the lane. The sophomore draws her pivot foot instead of doing a good solid jump stop. And as a result, that'll be a turnover. A good play by Sickler. She showed, though, that sophomore, kind of what you run into. You get the good and the bad. And just a little mistake there. And East almost turned the ball over. Dennis Pritchard did not like how that ball was pressured, so he calls a timeout. Timeout for East. They have one timeout left. Minute 18 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied at 50, and we're back after this.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, that long cross-court pass was almost stolen away by Kelsey Reimers. It wouldn't count as a steal anyway, because as the ball was being released, Lincoln East did get the timeout. So it's just as well that we don't have that controversy about the steal there, because Lincoln East has the basketball. They have one timeout left with a minute 18 to go here. As East looking for their first win of the season, they went 0-2 last weekend. Kearney went 1-2. And the Bearcats still have a couple of timeouts left. If they commit a foul, East would go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Inbounds goes to Jackie Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh kicks in that left side for Reimer. Reimer facing that zone, drives the lane, pass in the lane to Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh's going to kick it back out for Sabota. Back to Wilson in the corner for Rates. Rates on the baseline with a minute two to go. Long pass up ahead, and they'll get it out for Wilson. Wilson back around the perimeter for Sabota. Top of the key, back out for Wilson. And again, East being very patient. Bad pass, and it's stolen away. Sipham with the steal. Sipham on the baseline. Shot! Back the iron, no good. Rebound! Pulled down by Wilson. East has numbers. They pass it up ahead to Ossenbaugh. Ossenbaugh lays it up, and in, and there's a foul. A two-point play so far for Lincoln East, and a two-point lead. The foul is on Weimers. And so a free throw coming up here for Jackie Ossenbaugh. Great opportunity for Kearney High, and they missed it, and they missed the free throw to the Spartans. Rebound by Cutback. Cutback will get the ball up here to Weimers. 35 seconds left. Cats have a couple of timeouts if they want it. Off the screen, Weimers takes it to the baseline, and timeout. Timeout, Kearney High. Cats have it down low, so no, they're going to call foul. The way they were talking to Jason Boyd, I thought Boyd had asked for the timeout. My apologies. We have a blocking foul whistled on East, and I believe that's going to be on Ossenbaugh. That's going to be her third. Now we get the timeout. I wasn't wrong. I was just early. 52-50, 28 seconds to go. Kearney High down by two. Will inbound underneath their own basket when we come back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, we'll see what they've got drawn up. Kearney High does have some options here, obviously, with their inbounds play, but Abby Ray is not one of them. She fouled out with 4:21 to go. Kelsey Weimers has been inbounding the ball all game. I would not be surprised to see her get the inbounds and have a play set up for her to get the ball back and then shoot. A lot of times, best way to get your best shooter to shoot off of an inbound play is to actually have them doing the inbounding. But the Cats will inbound underneath their own basket, and they still have a timeout left. So if they need it, they still have it to use it. And underneath the basket, Kelsey Weimers is going to inbound. East is going with a little zone on the inbounds here, it would appear. And they get it in underneath. Shot up. No good. Offensive rebound. by Stiffham, and Stiffham has it taken away. The steal passed up ahead to Wilson, and Wilson is fouled. Kelsey Weimer is forced to commit the foul on Monty Wilson, and Wilson is 0-for-2 from the free throw line. That is only the second on Weimer's here in the ball game. So fouls really not an issue for anybody for Connie High, with the exception of Peyton Cutterback. She has three. Ray has already fouled out of the ballgame. And a 1-and-1 here for Imani Wilson, who, as I mentioned, was 0-for-2 earlier today. Her free throw looks short, but she just gets it over the front of the rim, and it is good. That'll make it a three-point ball game with 19 seconds to go, 53-50. This one is a big one because this will make it a two-possession game. Connie High, though, has hit only one three-pointer here in the ballgame. Her free throw is back the iron. No good. Rebound by the Cat. Coming up with it is Mock. Mock in trouble, but is able to get it out for Sickler. Sickler up ahead. She's going to drive and have her pocket pick. It's stolen by Ostenbaugh. Ostenbaugh then is fouled. And a couple of turnovers down the stretch might seal the doom of Connie High. They led by 16 in the third quarter. They led, check that, we were tied at 39 at the end of the third quarter. And now, Carney High is trailing at 53-50 with 7 seconds left. And Ostenbaugh with a 1-and-1. Her free throw, no good. Bearcats get a reprieve. Rebounded again by Mock. Mock will give it to Sickler. Sickler, 1 second left at the buzzer. You don't count. No, they waved it off even if it hadn't gone. It hit the back of the iron and no good. Of the three officials, only one made the call about the shot, and they waved it off, wouldn't have gone, but doesn't matter. It's off the mark and no good. So your final score, Lincoln East, 53, Carney High, 50. So the Bearcats, who led by 16 in the third quarter, fall here in their Nebraska opener and are now 1-3 on the season. Great effort today by Carney High, but they fall just a little bit short. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Nisko Sports postgame report. We'll total up the numbers. We come back right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, Carney High led at halftime 31-20, but they score only another 19 points in the second half, and Carney High falls here at Lincoln East, the final of 53-50. Let's total up the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln East, who was led by Nicole Rates. Rates finished with 17 points, 13 of them coming in the second half. Jackie Ostenbaugh finished with 14 points in the ballgame to go with 4 rebounds as well. And those are the only two players in double figures tonight for Lincoln East. Betsy Reimer hit a couple of big three-pointers, including one in the fourth quarter that really opened things up for him. And she finished with 8 points here in the ball game, 4 points for Sydney Sabota off the bench. Tony Stang also with 4 points, all of them coming in the first half. Imani Wilson did a big free throw down the stretch. She finished with 5 points in the ball game. Shelby Blankenship with 3 points. All of them coming in the second half, and Lexi Mayer did score 4 points in the first half. As Lincoln East picks up their first win of the season, they are now 1-3 on the season. Excuse me, 1-2 on the season. Carney High now 1-3 as they fall 53-50. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers for the Bearcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, downtown Kearney.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School as the Lady Spartans pick up a 53-50 win over Kearney High. Let's check the numbers here for the Bearcats, led again tonight by Kelsey Weimers. Weimers finished with 20 points in the ball game. She had 12 in the first half and another 8 after intermission. She finished with 20. Abby Ray, who fouled out with 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter, really got in the foul, picked up two quick fouls in the early part of the third quarter, picked one up after she sat out most of the fourth. She fouled out with 4:21 to go. She had three fouls in the second half, and she finished with 11 points in the ballgame, only 2 points in the second half. So Weimers with 20, Ray with 11, and when Ray fouled out, there just wasn't a lot of offense left out on the court here for Kearney High. Off the bench, Kelsey Sipham hit one of only 2 3-pointers that Kearney High had on the evening. She finished with 7 points in the game, 3 points for Rachel Bollinger, 3 points also for Gretchen Mock, and 6 for Peyton Cutterback. Kearney High tomorrow will be in action. It'll be their home opener against Papillion La Vista South, and we will have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. Y'all can listen on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Once again, our final 53-50, Lincoln East with the win over Kearney High in girls basketball. Time now to start thinking about the boys' game. We're about 20 minutes away from the tip between the Bearcats and the Spartans in boys' basketball as Kearney High comes in with a record of 3-0, and Lincoln East coming in with an even slate. They're 1-1 on the season. We'll take a break. We'll send it back to the studios for a little while, and in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be back with the pregame for Kearney High and Lincoln East. Once again, our final in the girls' game, it was East 53 and Kearney High 50. That is the final. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 10 minutes right here on the ESPN Superstation. Once again, 53-50 is the final. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 10 minutes. We'll send it back to the studios. Until then, good night.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game.